Okay, Dav, good morning. Today's class is Daf Tzadichet, Daf 99. We left off at the bottom of the page on Tzadichet Amud Bet 98b at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Chodesh Tov, Mivorach, Shenichnas Adar, Marbim Besimcha. This year we have double Simcha, double Adar, two Simchas. Okay, we are starting. We'll jump right in. Tzadichet Amud Bet, the bottom of the page, Mishnah. Natan Umanin Letaken Mekilkelu. If you gave something to a professional to fix and they messed it up, they're obligated to pay. Natan lecharash shida teva umigdal letaken. If you gave a carpenter a box or something of the like to fix, vekilkel and he messed it up, chayav leshalem, he has to pay. Vabanai shekibel alav listor et hakotel. If a builder took upon himself to break down a wall, I guess to do demolition, and v'shiber havanim, o hishizikan, and he broke down the stones or he damaged them, chayav leshalem, he has to pay. But if he was demolishing down, he was doing demolition from one side and it fell down on the other side, he is exempt. But if it was because of the blow that he did a big blow knocking down the wall, then he would be liable. So the Gemara says, Amar Avasi, Loshanu ele shenatan lecharash shida teva umigdal linot ben masmer. That's only if you gave it to a carpenter, this box or the like, to nail something in. And he nailed in a nail and it broke. But if you gave a carpenter wood to make into a box, he made it into this box, but it broke, patur, you'd be exempt. My tama, what's the reason? Uman kone b'shevach kli. The professional, the uman, he acquires in the shevach of the kli, in the appreciation of the kli. So therefore, it's as if once he fixes it up and makes it into a kli, it's as if now it's his. And when you pay him, now you are pretty much like buying it off of him. That's kind of like the way it works. So that's according to this opinion that says an uman, it's koneh b'shevach kli. Now we're going to see on the remainder of the daf, is that really so? Is that the halakha? So we're going to have to continue to see that. Tanan, the Mishnah says, Natan le'umanin v'kilkelu chayavin l'shalem. If you give it to a professional and they broke it, they messed it up, they have to pay. My love, the evilu etzim, is it not talking about you give them wood and they still have to pay? He says, no. Shidat teva umigdal. No, it's one of these types of boxes already built. Hamidek katani seifa, but in the latter part it says, shidat teva umigdal. Miklal deresha etzim. From the latter part talking about a box, that means the earlier part of the Mishnah is talking about wood. So Amri, no. Parush yikam yifarish lai. It's coming to explain. How is it so that if you give it to professionals to fix and they broke and they messed up, they would have to pay? Like you gave a carpenter one of these types of boxes and he broke. And this also makes sense. It says, if you think the beginning part of the Mishnah is talking about wood, if we say that in the first case, that by wood, if he built something and it broke, then he would have to pay. We don't say that the professional is koneh, he acquires it when it's appreciation of the kli. So would you even ask a question about an already built box? We know about etzim. So therefore, why would it be the first part talking about etzim and the latter part talking about shida teva migdal? If the first part we would have gotten the answer, and the second part it would have been how much more so kol sheken, so we wouldn't need that. So e mishum ha lo yiria. No, if it's because of that, that's not true. Tana seifa legalui reisha. It taught the latter part to reveal the earlier part. Shelo tamar reisha shida teva migdal. Don't say that the beginning part of the Mishnah is talking about a box, about etzim lo, but not wood. So Tana Seifa, Shidat Teva Umigdal, so that's why I taught it in the Seifa, Miklal de Resha Etzim, therefore it's coming to teach us that the Resha is talking about wood, and even so, you'd be liable to pay in such a case. Levi Masayeda, let's say this following thing supports that opinion. Anoten Semele Tzaba, if you give wool to a dyer, flipping the amud, v'dicho yora, and he, you know, the pot burned it, and it ruined. I guess the pot burned, and it ruined the wool. So noten lo demet samra, he has to pay for the wool. Demet samra in, demet samra v'shivcho lo, only pays for the wool. He doesn't pay for the appreciation of the dye. So lav shivdicho la'char nefilah. Is it not talking about that he burnt it after the dye was placed and settled? The ikashvachad, that there's appreciation, shma mina, and it coming to teach us uman koneh shevach li, that the professional acquires in the shevach of the kli, in the appreciation of the kli, and he only pays for the kli itself. So Amar Shmuel, no, hachabamai eskinan, kigon shehikdicho b'shad nefila. No, what we're talking about is he burned it at the time of the dye settling in. The leka shvachad, that there is no appreciation at all. But what's the case if really he burned it after the dye settled in? What would be the case in such a case? So notendo demet samro v'shicho, you would pay the value of the tzemer, of the wool, and the appreciation. So leima Shmuel leilei de Ravasi. Let's say Shmuel does not hold the Ravasi that we just quoted. So Amar lach Shmuel, Shmuel would tell you, hachav amai eskina, what are we dealing with here? Kegon de tzemer v'sammanin de balabai. The wool and the dyes are the owners. V'tzaba agar yadehu de shakil. And the dyer is only collecting the work of his hands. He's not labor. Adding dye. Yeah, it's a labor. He's not, the dye doesn't belong to him. So a lot of times that happens, you know, especially in like merchandise, jewelry, all different types of things. Sometimes you'll have a factory. Maybe they will provide the handiwork. You'll provide the gems, or you'll provide the diamonds. They'll provide the gold or whatnot. They'll do things like this. So similar to that, Ihachi, the Gemara says that that's the case. Noten lo demet samro v'samanimi by the. It should say that you have to pay for the wool and the dyes. Why does it just say the wools? So Ela Shmuel dechuye kamatchile. No, so Shmuel is just trying to push away the opinion of Rav Asi and this proof of uman koneh b'shevachli, and therefore you cannot bring a proof from here. Tashema, come and listen. Hanoten talito leuman. If you give a piece of clothing to an uman, gemaro veodio. If he finished fixing it up and he lets you know, afilu mikan v'asara yamim eno aver alav mishum lo talin. Even from now until 10 days, you don't violate the commandment of don't leave your worker without paying him overnight. Netanalo b'chatzia yom, if he gave it to him in the middle of the day, meaning he finished and he gave it back to you, and he says, here, I'm done, he gave it back in the middle of the day. Kivan shakala b'chama, once the night passes, and meaning sunset arrives, over alav mishum bal talin, you violate the commandment of not to leave a worker overnight. So v'yisal kadadach uman koneh b'shevach kli, if you want to say that the uman, the professional, acquires in the appreciation of the kli, amai over mishum bal talin, why would you violate in the case of bal talin? Right, because if really it belongs to the uman himself, then how are you over? It's his possession until you pay him and you buy it back from him. So Amar of Mari Bered the Rav Kana Begrada de Sarbila. No, what we're talking about is talking about the way Rashi explains it. It's talking about to be lisrok begadim. It's talking about to be combing clothing. The lake of shvacha, that there's not really any appreciation that's being caused to it. So that's what it's talking about. And so therefore, that's why he doesn't acquire it. So the Gemara says, sof sof, lemay yavi le'niale. But why are you giving the uman a piece of clothing? What's the purpose of giving a professional a piece of clothing? So he says, lerakuche. Let's say you're trying to soften it. You want to give it softer. You want to what not. So kivan lerakache, hainu shvacha, since he softened it, that's his appreciation that he added. So it should be acquired to the uman, and therefore it should not be considered baltalin. So lo tzricha de agre lebiche. No, he paid. He's renting. He's paying him to hammer it, to press it down, and stamp it. Bicha bicha b'ma'ata dahinu schirut. He's paying him for every stamp. He's paying him X amount, and so therefore that's why that it's considered like schirut. And therefore, in that regard, is Rashi says. If you go to Rashi, Rashi says. Biche v'kablanotu v'katane over sir. Sorry, mechila. For previous Rashi, the Batushe. So he says uscharol ledarka v'hitnai moschum hadrichot kol deracha b'ma'ah. He told him every time you stamp, you press this clothing, I'll give you a ma'ah. This chir yom who is considered a day worker v'lo kablan delikne b'shvachan. He's not a kablan that is for the job itself that he would acquire the item through the appreciation. That's the difference. That which we thought, Mikara originally, he didn't hire him to just stamp it and press it. It's coming to support Rav Sheshet. They asked a question from Rav Sheshet. Kablanut over alav mishum bal talin. In the case of Kablanut, do you violate if he doesn't pay him by the end of the day? He pays this guy for a set job. He doesn't pay by the end of the day. Is that over? Is he violating not paying his worker by the end of the day? Oh, in over, he does not violate. But Amar lo Rav Sheshet, over, he says you do violate. So lema de Rav Sheshet, pliga de Rav Asi. Let's say Rav Sheshet is disagreeing with the opinion of Rav Asi that we brought in the Gemara, that if you gave it to a carpenter, and we said you gave him, we were only talking about if you gave him the full box and he broke it, but if you gave him wood and he broke it, he acquired the appreciation. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel Baracha v'shlicha de'igarta. No, what we're talking about, it was in Kablanut. It wasn't a schir yom. It was a set job. to take, let's say, this letter from one place to another, and in that case is what Rav Sheshet said, that you violate Bal Talin, because over there there's no Shevach. He's not appreciating anything. He's delivery guy. He's delivering a piece of mail. So he's not appreciating anything. So that's why he doesn't acquire it. Let's say it's a machloket tanaim. Asale shirim, shirim nezamim v'taba'ot. If the girl says to the man, make for me a bracelet, earring, the rings, v'kadesh lecha, and I will be done kiddushin to you through that. Kivan shasan mekudeshet dver b'meir. Once he makes them, she's considered mekudeshet to him. No, only once the money gets to her hands is she mekudeshet. My mamon, what money? So maybe it's that same money. She's giving the material, saying that same money. Once you give it back, you're mekudeshet. So is it coming to say Rabbi Meir holds that same money, the value of the gold, let's say, that she gave, if he gave it back to her, she would not be mekudeshet according to him? So how would you be mekudeshet according to Rabbi Meir? El pshita my mamon. What it's obvious. What are we talking about when it says mamon? Mamon acher, other monies. V'savrua de kulei alma yeshna leschirut mitchleva tzof. And we hold, and hang in here with me. It's a little bit of a sugya. So we hold that, and this is a machloket. But he's saying we hold that everyone agrees yeshna leschirut mitchleva tzof. Meaning there is schirut when you're paying for schirut of a person for his work. It's from the beginning to the end. Meaning every part of what he does. It's as if he's receiving payment for that part of what he's doing, rather than it being einam mitchila. It says einam leschirut ela labasof. If it was only at the end, meaning he's only getting paid once he finishes the job. In this case, it's every step of the way. If he does one pruta worth of work, he's owed one pruta worth of money. That's what it's talking about. De kulei alma mekadesh milva einam mekudesh. And everyone agrees that if somebody does kiddushin with a loan, it's not mekudesh. My love is, and not talking about, the machloket is the following. Does the uman, as a professional, when he receives a job and he appreciates the work, are we not talking about machloket if he acquires the object or not? Let's say you give a person a wool and he dyes it, a color. So now he appreciated the value. So now do we say that it still belongs to you or no? Now it belongs to him, and when you pay him for the work, now you buy it back from him. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the machloket. How would we explain the machloket? The Rabbi Meir savar uman koneh b'shevachli. Rabbi Meir says a professional does acquire when he appreciates it. Rabbi Rabbanan savri ain uman koneh b'shevachli. No, the Rabbanan say they do not acquire when they appreciate it. So Gemara says lo, that's not true. That's not the machloket. The kulei alma ain uman koneh b'shevachli. Everyone agrees the uman does not acquire when it comes to appreciation of the kli. Ela hacha b'yeshna is schirut mitchila v'atzof kamitzugi. The machloket is, do we say the payment, the schirut, is owed from the beginning till the end, meaning every step of the way he's owed what he's done, or only at the end? So Rabbi Meir savar ein l'schirut ela basof. Rabbi Meir says the schirut is only once the job is finished. Rabbanan savi, Rabbanan holds yesh schirut mitchila basof. There is money owed to him for the work from every step of the way. V'ibaydem, and if you want to give a different answer, de kulei alma, everyone agrees yeshna l'schirut mitchila basof. Really, he's owed money from every part of the job from the beginning till the end. The machloket over here is really, if somebody does kiddushin with a loan, is that kiddushin work? The Rabbi Meir savar, Rabbi Meir says, "Mekadesh milva mekudeshet." If somebody does kiddushin with a loan, is mekudeshet. The Rabbanan savar, the Rabbanan say, "Mekadesh milva ina mekudeshet." Somebody does kiddushin with a loan is not mekudeshet. The Gemara says, "Rava Amar flipping the amud." Rava gives a different answer. How do we know Rava is disagreeing? This is a klal that I taught you in the past. Anytime it says the name first, Rava Amar, he's disagreeing with the previous opinion. So Rava Amar, the kule alma yeshna leschirut mitchila v'atzof. Everyone agrees there is chirut, there's payment for the work from the beginning of the job till the end. Every step of the way, you're owed money for every job, every part of the job. Ude kule alma mikadesh milva ne'am mikudeshet. Everyone agrees that somebody does a kiddushin with a loan is not mikudeshet. Ude kule alma in uman koneh b'shevachli. And everyone agrees that an uman, a professional, does not acquire when he appreciates the object. So what's the machloket? So what are we dealing with here? Kigon she'osif la nofech mishelo. The girl came and gave him gold. She says, make me a nice piece of jewelry. And he went and took his own gemstone. He took a nice, piece of citrine, aquamarine, whatever it was. He stuck it in there, and he made a nice piece of jewelry, added his gem in. So Rabbi Meir savar, milva upruta datam pruta. Rabbi Meir holds a loan and a pruta that he adds. Her mind is on the pruta that he adds, on the gem that he adds. I guess they would get their gems in off the streets in India. It was so cheap. A gemstone was a pruta. Rabbanan says milva upruta data amilva. No, the Rabbanan says that a loan and a pruta that's added, she's having her mind on her loan, not on the pruta, and therefore it's not mikudeshet. That's the machloket. Upluta dana tanaim. The machloket is the following tanaim. That what the Tanya Zabraita says, "Bisachar she'asiti imach inam kudeshet." If he comes and says to her, with this work that I've done for you in the past, I want to be mekudeshet, that doesn't count. Bisachar she'asei imach mekudeshet. But if it's work that I will do for you, the Tanakama says, you are mekudeshet. Rabbi Natan says, "Bisachar she'asei imach inam kudeshet." If it's work that I will do for you, it's not mekudeshet. V'kol sheken bisachar she'asiti imach. And how much more so, if it's sachar, if it's work that I did for you, that I'm not mekudeshet. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, "Ve'emet amru." Really, they said, "Bein bischar she'asiti imach, bein bischar she'esei imach, ena mekudeshet." Whether it's work that I did for you, or that I will do for you, it's not mekudeshet. V'imosif la nofech mishalom mekudeshet. And if he adds a gemstone into the jewelry, she gave him gold. She said, "Make me a piece of jewelry, and I will be mekudeshet to you." She gave him money, basically. She gave the value of gold. He went and added a gemstone in. She is now, because of the gem that he added in, she's being mekudeshet to him because of that extra gem
even
that she added.
Even if it was done already previously. Even if it was done in the past?
Right, because he's saying, I added this piece of gem. Right, so the Gemara says, so what's the difference between these opinions? We had three opinions: Tanakamah, Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So, Ben Tanakamah, Rabbi Natan, Ike Ben El Schirut. The difference between them would be Schirut. That Rabbi Natan would say we have schirut from the beginning till the end, and the Tanakama would say no, schirut is only at the end. Ben Rabbi Natan, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, according to between them two, ika benayu milva upruta. The difference between them would be a loan and an extra pruta, the extra gem that's added. That if he added a gem, that we would say Rabbi Natan holds, even though he added a gem, they're not mekudeshet because she has her mind on the loan. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says no, you added a gem, her mind is on the extra gem that you added in. Amar Shmuel comes and says, "Tabach uman shekilkel chayav shalem." If a slaughterer, a shechter, a shochet, he's a professional and he messed up, he's liable to pay. Maziku is a damager, poshea who is negligent. Nasa ka'omer lo shechot li mikan v'shachan lo mikan. It's as if you said to him, "Slaughter from here," and he slaughtered from somewhere else on the animal and made it pasul, made it no good. Why did I need to say he's a damager, he's a negligent? Why did I need to say that? So if it would have said he's a damager, that's only if he's being paid. But maybe if he's doing it for free, it's not the case. That's why I said posheu is negligent. He has a contradiction. If you gave an animal to a shochet and he messed up and he made a nevela, uman patur, the professional is exempt. But if he's a hedyot chayav, if he's just a simple shochet, he's not so professional, then he's liable. That's not what we said. Vim noten sachar, if you give money, bein hedyot, bein uman chayav, then no matter what, he's liable. This is not what we said. So he's coming to contradict him. So he answers to him, amar le, la'achar muchach, says your brain should become dirty. He made a comment like this. So he says, "Ata humer rabbanan kamotiv." That another rabbi came and tried to contradict him the same way. Amar le, "Hashta shekala ma'ed shakal chavrach." Now you're taking what your friend took, meaning you're trying to take his contradiction, so you can take my comment that I made to him too. Kamen lechuana Rabbi Meir, kamritu li rabbanan. I'm talking about the opinion of Rabbi Meir. You're coming back and contradicting me with the rabbanan. It's not to say that you're comparing apples and oranges. So amai lo dayek milai. Why didn't you medayek my words? So she'ani omer maziku posheu. I said he's a damager and negligent. Nasa omer lo shechot lemikan shechad lemikan. It's as if I said to him, slaughter from here and he slaughtered from there and he messed up. So man itle haisvara. Who is the author of this opinion? Rabbi Meir. It's Rabbi Meir. Damar mibayla rabbi an nafshei. That the guy needs to be careful. He needs to check and make sure that he's doing the right thing. He's slaughtering the right place. So hey, Rabbi Meir. Which Rabbi Meir is he talking about? So now we're going to dive in to see which opinion he's talking about. Maybe it's the following Rabbi Meir. And it says in the parentheses here, we don't really usually read the parentheses, but here it says Klan Siman. It's a mnemonic, so we're going to see how it plays out as a mnemonic. So three different opinions of Rabbi Meir. Kuf, Ditnan Mishnah says, Kisharo, that's the Kuf. If he tied up Be'alav and Mosera, if he tied up the animal, and he locked him up in the door, behind the door, the animal broke out and damaged, whether it's a calm animal or a dangerous animal, you're liable to pay. So maybe it's this opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says no. Over there, it's just a machloket on the psukim. So Ella, second opinion, ha Rabbi Meir. This opinion of Rabbi Meir. Ditan, as the Mishnah says, litzboa lo adam. Where do we see this? We saw this earlier. The lamed over here is the second letter in this numanic kalan. That's lamed. So litzboa lo adam. If he says to dye my wool red, which is shachor, and he dyed it black, or the vice versa, shachor to adam. Rabbi Meir says, "No, ten lo demet samaro. You have to pay for the value of the wool." So you see, maybe this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says, "No, hatam biyadayim klao minei." Over there, it's kind of like biyadayim, purposefully that he burned it, and that's and he ruined it. So therefore, that's not what he's talking about here. Ela ha Rabbi Meir. Maybe it's this opinion of Rabbi Meir. It should say Detani, as the Braita says. Nishbera. The nun is the end of the numanic klan. Nishbera kadosh velosi laka. Somebody's jug broke. He didn't remove the pieces. A camel fell and you didn't pick it up. Rabbi Meir Omer, chayav ben iskan. Rabbi Meir says you're liable in damages. The Chachamim say, no, patur midinei adam, chayav midinei shamayim. You're exempt in this world, but you're liable in the world to come. V'kaimelan, and the halakha is, devinitkal choshehu pligi. That in the case of somebody who were to trip on those things that you left in the public domain, that's where the machloket applies. And that's where machloket comes out. And this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir over here says you are liable in the damages. That's what we are talking about to support our bright over here. That's what he was talking about when he said this is following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So Amar Rabbah Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan. He's negligent.
But the fact he didn't take it off, it sounds like
it was... Tabach uman who was a professional, he messed up. Chayav, he's liable. Uman tzipori. Even if he's a professional like the slaughterers of tzipori who were excellent. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say that? There was an incident in the Kanisa of Ma'on. And Rabbi Yochanan said, "Go and bring me a proof that you're a good shochet for chickens, and I will exempt you." How can he do that? What? I thought we just said even if he's a professional shochet, you still can't exempt him. So lakasha kan mechinam kan bischar. The difference is if it's for free, he's doing it for free or with money. Ki had amar bizera harotzeh shikhayev lo tabach. If you want to make the slaughterer liable, give him money, pay him for it. If he's a paid person, then no matter if he's the most professional shochet in the world, if he messes up, he's liable. But if he's doing it for free, then if he's a professional, he's not liable. So the Gemara says, "Meitive." We have a contradiction. Hamolich chitim latachon. If you take wheat to a grinder, velo letatan, and you didn't soak them, v'asan subin, you made it into bran, or umursan, or coarse bran, kemach lanachtom, or wheat to a baker, v'aso patn nimulin, you made it into crumbly bread, it wasn't good bread, v'hemal tabach v'nibela, you took an animal to a shochet, and he messed it up, he made it nevela, chayav, he's liable, v'bnei shehu kenoseh sachar, because it's like he's taking money. Hold on, we just said, if he's taking money, then even if he's a professional, he could be liable. Now what are we saying? If you take it to Uman, even though he's not taking money, but it's like he's taking money, he's liable. Why is he liable if he's like he's taking money? He's like a Noseh Sachar. Only if he actually is taking money. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Ema mipneshu Noseh Sachar. No, it's because he is taking money. If he is taking money, then even if he's the best professional in the world, he's liable. But if he's not taking money, then if he's a good professional shochet, we would not take money. Okay, we'll stop there for today, but we had an interesting halakhic question on the daf that I wanted to discuss, which was Uman koneh b'shevach kli. What do we say on the topic of a professional who appreciates the value of the item that you gave him? Is he acquiring that item now with that appreciation and then you have to pay him to buy it back? Or he does not acquire it through that appreciation? So let's see what the halakha is on such a din. We had a machloket in the Gemara. And the halakha is the following. So I wanted to read it to you inside. And the halakha says like this. Shulchan Aruch says, Amar natan umanin letaken mekilkelu. You gave it to a professional to fix something and they messed up. Chayavin l'shalem, they're obligated to pay. Ketzad, and explains, if you gave it to a carpenter, a box, and he messed it up, or he gave wood, and he made it into a box, and he broke it, he pays the value of the box. She'en ha'uman koneh b'shevach kli. Even if you gave him wood and he built the box and he broke it, he has to pay. Because a professional who appreciated the value does not acquire through the appreciation.
Even if he didn't get paid? Even if he does it for free?
Learn that. That's a good question. I'm not sure. Over here he's talking about you gave it to him in order to pay him for the job. I guess he's not paying him yet, but he's going to pay him when he finishes the job. He's going to pay him afterwards. That's the idea here. Okay? We'll stop at the fatira and do a 1-minute recap.